Message number 422. Preparations are very much underway for my second coming. Friday, May 11, 2012 at 08:38 p.m. My dearly beloved daughter, preparations are very much underway for my second coming. Many people in the world can and will be saved now because of the prayers of my beloved followers and chosen souls. So many more than would have been were it not for the sacrifices of those close to me. I yearn to take all of you into the new era of peace, the new paradise on earth. If only those stubborn souls who refuse my call of mercy and who need to redeem themselves in my eyes would listen. Many believers are lukewarm and are not fit to enter my new kingdom. Their closed and hardened hearts reject me now as I speak. They pay lip service to me in the churches yet claim to follow me. Now that I reach out and stretch my hand of mercy to take their hand in mine, they push me away. So suspicious, so lacking in true understanding as to how I communicate to the world from heaven, they claim to believe in my divinity. Yet they fail to accept that I have the power to speak to the world through divine revelations. They are missing the chance to grasp the extra graces I desire to give them in order to bring them to my Sacred Heart. It is a little like a village suffering in a famine with nothing to eat while they slowly starve. Yet I stand next to them and can offer them all the nourishment and food to sustain them for eternal life. But they cannot see me. Many do not want to see me, for they doubt that I could be speaking with them now. For those in the world who have no belief or interest in a world outside of this one, you, my followers, must help me to save them, to cover them. Soon they will understand that they have a soul. It will be then that I ask all of you to proclaim my word so that all of humanity can live in my new paradise. Please spread my word, my prayers, my messages, and my warnings to all souls, especially those who have no faith, belief, or knowledge about my promise to return to judge the living and the dead. They don't have much time, so I urge you to pray for their souls. Your Jesus.